You're listening to IndieNation TechNet News and Opinion. News that matters to you, news with listener participation. Are we going to just jump right into The Walking Dead and then go to Google, or?
Yeah.
Episode 12.
Yeah, we're episode 12, and we pretty much...
Beer run.
Yeah, we went through... Last week, we went through all the... Pretty much from the middle of the season till now. You know, this one, they covered two storylines. Well, they covered mainly one storyline.
One,
they hinted
I think
at the next storyline, right?
Well, that was the
spoiler. Yeah, they give you the next week on...
The tease.
Yes, and we actually, last week, we said, well, what about, you know, that guy? And I don't remember the name off the top of my head, but that was one of the guys we kind of asked, you know, what happened to him. We haven't heard anything, and we're assuming that it was going to come up here pretty quick.
Daryl, I believe? You're talking about Daryl?
The guy with the drinking problem, because they teased him, right?
Oh, yeah.
And he's a guy that we don't know a lot about. He's kind of one of those clear slates right now.
Daryl.
They've hinted his history. And Daryl, yeah, they're starting to open up his history.
So what do we think about this this week's episode?
I think Daryl's a nasty drunk, man.
I think that's accurate.
One dick of a drunk. I'll start with that. What do you guys think?
I think every experience Daryl's had with alcohol up until this point has been a negative one. And, I mean, given that his brother was a drunk, if not a junkie, you know, addict, what have you. So, yeah, Daryl, I don't think, has ever really had a positive experience with alcohol. I mean, when they get to that shack in the sticks and he finds moonshine, he immediately recognizes it. Oh, yep, that's shine. And then he goes into the story about his father and how his family was completely just twisted and horrible.
Well, yeah, and this is something that's been kind of an ongoing, you know, remember they're always quizzing him, and they started it out with that, quizzing him, you know, what were you? You know, and they constantly were saying prison guard and, you know, just whatever. You know, so this is the first time they've really opened, because this character isn't in the comic books, right?
Correct.
So this is one that they kind of had to just build in, and there was some actual mystery there of what he was before. But, you know, just looking at his brother and kind of what they came out of, I wasn't assuming he was a prison guard or, you know, an author or, you know, something legitimate. So, and he confirmed that in this episode, just saying, hey, you know what, I was a guy who just was a nothing, pretty much. You know,
I believe he said he drifted around, which I believe we call that a drifter.
Yeah.
Not
a homeless person with that moves.
Yeah, not typically the most sought-after vocation.
So, yeah, I mean, that's something for this. I don't know if that's really going to change what we expected out of him. You know, with this, maybe this is closure to where he's not so bitter. He always seemed to be the positive one to me in the past, though.
But you could see he does have some things in common with his brother, though.
Like he's a mean drunk.
Like this episode. Now, I was saying this earlier. Is this a great episode, a good episode? I enjoyed it.
I think it was a filler. I think it was just kind of getting story prepped. You know, they're kind of going through each set of characters.
Well, I think
showing you where they're at the moment.
But I also think they did this a little more so for the fans, because they gave us a healthy dose of Daryl background now. And whereas previously,
we haven't had a lot of backstory on him.
There was no other storyline going on this week.
That's true. There is
every other episode when you're given backstory, they have a couple of them, two or three intertwined or somewhere.
It was interesting to me that they didn't really advance the plot at all in this episode. You know, they're just...
Well, and Beth, yeah. I mean, Beth is kind of like, there's not a big secret to her. I mean, you kind of know her history. You know, so for her, there wasn't really anything to open.
I mean, they addressed her feelings a little bit. Like, she's sad, she misses her sister, but I don't think we've gotten any big surprises out of her, especially not in this episode. Although she definitely, I think she had an interesting influence on Daryl, and trying to get him to address some of his feelings, whereas he had mostly just been in survival mode, trying to repress the issues that he was having. So it was an interesting kind of way to bring his feelings to the forefront while still keeping him in, you know, this manly survivalist sort of an angle.
Yeah. And I mean, this will be interesting. How many more sets of characters do they have to continue, you know, until they really start going ahead with the storyline? Because, you know, they've got, I wish I remembered his name.
The one with the drinking problem? Him.
Yeah, the guy with the drinking problem. You know, they've got him, you know, and he's with the girlfriend. I'm trying to remember her name, too. Beth's sister.
I can't ever
remember. Maggie?
Maggie's sister.
Maggie, yep.
Beth.
So they're pretty much, you know, they're together.
Beth
is the other storylines do we have to catch up on?
Yeah, how many are they going to address before they start really trying to push a plot forward? It's just interesting because the show's been very plot heavy in the past. And this episode,
yeah, like I said, I think this was fan candy
removal from that.
I think this is fan candy. Look on Pinterest, which I haven't logged into in ages.
Show,
but who do you see for The Walking Dead? Daryl.
So in that sneak peek, there's a group of three of them. So that, you know, that's three of the people that they're hinting towards, because it's not only Maggie, but there's also two others. I think Lauren and Sasha is that guy's name, right?
Search me.
So that's next week's episode going over them. But I don't know if there's any others after that that haven't been opened up.
Well, I think they still got loose ends that they can bring back into the storyline. Like, I'm still curious about the rats in the prison.
Yeah. Well,
And then where are they heading on the train tracks?
Yeah, is there actually a sanctuary at the end of the train tracks? Or is it all just smoke and mirrors?
And the sergeant. But they didn't... You guys are both right. I agree 100%. They did nothing with the plot moving on this episode.
Yeah, this was all backstory.
I'm telling you, it's like fandom. I think Daryl is such a popular character.
Here go, kids, have a Daryl episode.
Yeah.
So now, on these episodes, though, they seem to have had, you know, when they split groups up, there's two sets of groups, right? Before there was, you know, there was a group that was in a town, and there's the group in the prison. You know, they, or the, then it moved to another camp, and then the prison. So with this, I wonder how many of these groups they're going to start combining. Like, how many people are actually going to find each other? Because I think it'd be tough for them to carry too many groups forward totally separate for a long period of time. Because, I mean, that's so many storylines going separately. You know, it's a lot to keep track of.
I highly doubt they're going to do another episode that's also, or at least maybe one or two more, but single character group episodes. I agree with you where they're going to start bringing people back together again to try to, you know, because it makes sense. Like, survivors would inevitably find one another eventually.
Well, and this is something I've always been surprised, like, they have, like, a meeting spot. Like, if something goes down, something happens to where we can't be here anymore, where would we try to, you know, congregate or meet each other again?
Yeah, you'd think with the amount of time they spent in the prison, they would have some, like, backup plans.
But I think they did hint at that a little bit.
They knew which direction to go when they had to get out of the prison, if I recall.
Yeah, but they haven't really met yet.
That's one thing they kind of hinted at, is they got very lazy, and that's one thing Daryl was saying, is, you know, he let his guard down in the prison because he just, you know, he just
thought he was safe
and didn't keep his guard up. So I guess that is kind of hinting at they were just expecting that they'd be able to stay there, you know, and they weren't accounting for the fact that something might happen.
Well, perhaps they're going to learn something from that and, you know, in the future continue to have a backup plan, even as safe as they think.
One of the things that makes this series so enjoyable is, like, with the zombie thing. Think of all the different... It started with the RV and the caravan. Think of all the different survival modes they've been in.
Yeah, I was having this discussion with Lumpy earlier, which is the progression of zombie films and zombies in popular culture, how the first couple of movies, starting with Night of the Living Dead and then moving to Day of the Dead.
Which is public domain, by the way.
Yeah, oops. There's a fun story about that, but that's an aside. They've always addressed different places and, like, well, what would happen if people were trying to survive a zombie apocalypse in a house, in a caravan, in a city, in a, you know, in a mall?
In a mall, yeah. That's the classic.
Yeah, the mall one. That was a good one. But it's interesting that they're giving us an opportunity, even with this episode, and seeing, like, okay, well, we have this hillbilly shack and we have this country club. You know, what would this sort of circumstance look at in a zombie apocalypse? You know, I really liked the overgrown golf course and you know, a little country club. The people that hung themselves and they were zombies hanging
there. That was kind of cool.
Yeah, I always think that's kind of fun. You know, when they do something like that, you know, because you don't really think of that. Okay, these people go to kill themselves. Whoops, they didn't realize.
Yeah, they're going to be zombies,
you know,
too.
You don't have to be bitten.
It's, well, and it's interesting because it implies more story than it really addresses. Like, these people probably lost hope at some point, and they started running low on supplies. You could tell when Daryl and the girl, what was her name?
Beth.
Beth, yeah. When Daryl and Beth are checking out the lodge, there's little bits of supplies. The last thing that she could find in the bar was a bottle of peach schnapps, which is like the last-ditch effort for
the
alcoholics.
Dart scene you liked.
In the dart scene, I thought there were some really comical cuts. There's a sequence where Daryl is pulling the darts out, and Beth is sitting there, like, contemplating taking the first drink of her life. And so he pulls the darts out, and you get this nice little perspective shot over his shoulder of him pulling the darts out. And then they cut to a reverse angle where he starts to wind up to throw the darts. And then they cut to not the dartboard, but the board of directors from that golf course, and he's like chucking darts at him. I thought that was a real fun cut, and I liked that technically. I thought, you know, it made me laugh out loud.
Well, and they had some other scenes in that country club that really,
Rich Bitch,
as you said, pointed at some backstory. So there, remember when there was the room of zombies, and there was something scribbled on the wall?
Yeah.
Like, welcome to the, I don't remember what it said. And then there's the other one where there was the top half of a zombie on top of a mannequin with, you know, with the sign pinned to her.
Yeah.
That, you know, that happened by someone after the fact with, you know, someone who has some sort of a grudge or, you know.
Yeah, and it hints that
something,
like,
else going on there that it wasn't, you know, wasn't all the time.
Could it be the good old boys on the porch that Rick escaped from? What about those guys? Are they going to be worked into the storyline?
We have yet to see. That's like. Yeah. There's a lot of places they could go from where they are right now. They could bring people together. They could start unifying some of the groups. We still have this Abraham plot line.
I think the plot line is going to be some unification next episode. I really think they have to keep it moving. I mean, they can give the viewers a Daryl sode.
But they can't give you, like, three.
No, and I don't think they can do it with the other characters. I don't think the other character. Yeah. I don't think there's. I think Daryl is way ahead as the popular actor in this series. You know.
Well, yeah, it. You know, the other ones, they kind of split it between two because, I mean, you know, personally, I would get tired of seeing a full episode.
I got the feeling though we're going to see more building of the sergeant and the doctor and the Angelina Jolie wannabe.
our Tomb Raider character.
But they were all very comic, as we said last week, you know, and it's just like they brought them in. They got to be worked into the storyline.
Yeah, and I think for them it's just building. But are you worried that they're going to be taking someone out of the storyline? You know, maybe a major character. I mean, we had so many major characters die here. At the end of the, you know, this half season.
We've had a lot of major characters die, though, and they just add new ones. That's part of the beauty of Zombie Apocalypse.
Well, and there you go. I mean, that, just added some of these new characters. Was that fully in compensation for the ones that just lost, or do you think still possible characters going away?
Yeah, they might still kill some people.
Some people, I'm sure.
Yeah, it's the zombie apocalypse.
I can't see them taking out like Michonne though, because she still has a lot of storyline that I think they want to get out.
Well, and she's a survivor anyway. I don't think Daryl or Michonne they're gonna. Removed from the cast.
With only those two standing.
Perhaps Maggie and Glenn. I could see them taking out one of those.
Well, both of those sisters have lived. Now, what were the other sisters? The one that slept with the governor and her sister, both of those died. They were both pretty big. Well, the one sister wasn't a big character. But Amanda, that was who it was. She was a big character. They killed her. They killed Dale.
Yeah, they're willing to kill major characters. Yeah, they're not afraid to.
Okay, so do you have any predictions for the end of this season?
How many more episodes?
You know they're going to... I mean, they just started the half. I mean, we're a couple episodes, like three episodes in the half point, right?
So what, there's six more or eight more? I mean...
So we're at season 11, right? Or episode 11? Was that the one?
We're at 12.
Episode 12, so... Yeah, I bet you probably got about eight more, maybe?
So it's going to end... with them finding out what's at the end of the railroad tracks.
They might address that sooner.
So
there's going to be some conflict or some storyline to build up.
Do you have any predictions of which major characters they'll take out at the end of the season?
I wouldn't be surprised to see Glenn and Maggie go.
I wouldn't either.
Like, if of all the major characters to take out, it seems like they're the most obvious at this moment. They die in, like, I don't know, blaze of gunfire and... a mob of zombies together, though.
But what about to get people, like, totally upset? You know, because sometimes these television series love to just really, you know, rock the boat at the very end. Could you see them taking out maybe Rick or Carl?
I think Carl... I disagree. I think Carl's going to survive till the end.
They could take out either one of them, though, I think.
What if it was... here's a prediction for me. Perhaps at the end of this whole season, once they're wrapping up, you know, because eventually, just like Lost, they have to come to an ending point, right?
Sure.
What if this is all a recollection of Carl at the very end?
Carl's, like, telling it to his grandkids on some farm somewhere.
That would actually be cool.
If they end up using this, they can pay me the rights at the end.
That would actually end up being cool. That would be cool, though.
That just seems to me like a natural, because how do you end it, you know? I mean, it doesn't end.
Well, and I've seen a lot of fantasy storylines ending in that regard. The movie Cloud Atlas from a couple of years ago had a similar thing where it turns out to, like, just be a story.
Well, then you could totally spin off. I mean, they could spin off something else from that story. I mean, because, you know, the zombies, unless they say, oh, you know, then we found the cure for zombies.
The zombie cure.
Yeah, but, you know, they could almost, if they just end it, you know, all of a sudden it pans to an old Carl, right?
Wearing the hat, then, so we still recognize him.
Yes, and then they're surviving.
Wearing the hat, that would be the touch.
You know, so in his kids, and it's a whole
You can tell Eric's in film. He would think of that.
Yeah, you got to wear the hat.
Yeah.
So you could tell it's old Carl. And the hat that, like, obviously has seen 30 to 40 more years of abuse.
Yeah.
Probably seen 20, 30 years of better days.
At least.
No, 20, 30 years to better days, actually.
I think that would be a good wrap-up to it so that you know, it's just not like, oh, the end, the last person finally died.
Right. More like this story has been going on for a while and has the potential to continue.
Yeah, that's the end of this chapter of, you know, these people's story, you know, there's always the kids that you could spin off to.
Oh, you heard it here, folks.
We predicted it.
Yeah, that's the end of the end of the story.
Series, right?
Well, yeah, I mean, that gives you a long time to be able to run with this episode. I mean, you have until Carl's, you know, in his 40s, 50s.
60s, even.
How long are they going to keep the series going? You got to wonder. I mean, it's got a huge fan base, both the graphic novel and the TV series. It's got a huge fan base, so why not just keep it going? I mean, come on.
I mean, you don't want it to... I mean, as long as they can keep the stories... I mean, how long did MASH go on?
Longer than the war.
Yeah, people loved it, right? I think, what was it? As long as they can keep the interest.
It only has two Super Bowls ahead of it for most watched show in television history, even.
And those are recent Super Bowls.
which has stood for 28 years.
On cable, too. I mean, right. Imagine, you know, if they really opened up the viewer base by, you know, saying to AMC, sorry, well, and AMC makes it, but saying to cable, you know, we're going to broadcast this over the air. We're going to stream this live on the internet, you know, with ads. Why can't they stream it on the internet free of charge with ads?
Well, they're likely lucked into a contract at this point, but just like all other contracts expire.
I think this would be a good opportunity to really change the technology, and like this would be one of those shows.
The content delivery system.
To something. Yeah, go to a content delivery network and say, and pull over the user base to be able to support it.
This show definitely has the audience. That if any show could move, plus I think the audience of this show is fairly sophisticated, at least technologically. There's a lot of young viewers, and I think if any show was going to like jump from cable to web distribution, this would be a good one for it.
Well, and also they have a lot of features, you know, to where you can hold your tablet in. And have all this side story and extra stuff going on, explaining different scenes and going into, you know, detail on whatever happened during the making. You know, they have a lot of this stuff that other shows don't seem to have. You know, they have that thing they call it Story Sync. I think that's the one where you actually are supposed to have a tablet in front of you during the episode. And it pops up all this information while you're sitting there watching the episode on a separate device.
That's kind of fascinating.
Yeah, so I mean,
your phone's your remote control.
Yeah, you know. So I mean, you're watching the episode, and when it has something about a specific character, you can tap it with your finger and look up more information about that character.
Hmm, it's interesting.
It's pretty crazy. It's available for Windows 8, but. Sorry, Lumpy. No Linux.
Yeah, well, not too happy with the Linux right now, I guess. Not tonight.
I don't think Linux is too happy with you right now.
Linux hates me tonight. Well, almost a half hour on Walking Dead.
But yeah, I'll try that AMC Story Sync because I've got a Windows 8 computer. Maybe what I'll do is pull out a laptop. And watch it side by side with that and just see how much it helps.
Well, try and do it by the next episode.
Yeah, I'll let you know next week.
You've been listening to Indie Nation Tech Net News and Opinion, which is recorded live every Monday night at 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you would like to get involved and participate, hit us up at 818-81-INDIE or news@indienation.fm. More news for you at the top of the hour, listeners.